All right. Get to a little Sean Miller sound here, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's been a while since we've heard from the men's basketball coach.
Anybody crossing that street?
He will foul the living shit out of you.
He did not say that on his recent podcast appearance on the Field of 68. He did not say this either.
We have a virus called fouling.
Oh, Lou Carnesecca himself. And he sounds like him.
He definitely did not say this.
But our team, and this is a Texas problem, we have a virus called fouling. And it has plagued us from the opening tip of the first game until tonight. It's not the officials. It's not Kentucky. We will foul the living shit out of you.
We'll
foul a three-point shooter. We'll foul at the end of the clock. We'll leave our feet on drives. We'll reach. You describe the foul, and the team that I'm coaching will commit it. Tonight, we lost. Kentucky was 30 for 35 from the line.
All right, that's enough of that one.
No. Dude, you're talking about a guy telling it like it is. Like from the beginning, like from the first game on, we will foul you any way possible. We'll foul you. When you come out of the locker room in the tunnel, we will hack you and push you up against the wall, and they'll call fouls on us before we even get to the court.
During layup lines.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll come over there and hack you.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
That is the funniest post game right there.
Well, we got to get to this one, too, because anytime we talk about Sean Miller press conferences, I mean, that one that we just played or this one right here, these are the two best.
Oh, it's, you know, I think I told you guys, like a disciplined team, disciplined players, you know, coached by a disciplined coach and environment and staff. And we have to coach those guys better in those areas. Now, if I tell you not to cross the street and I keep telling you and I say, I swear, whatever you do, do not cross the street. And you do and the bus hits you. I'm going to take responsibility as your parent. But damn it, how many times do I have to tell you not to cross the street? We got some of that going on.
Yeah.
We got some of that going on.
That's epic right there.
That is epic.
Yeah. Well, here's some sound from Sean Miller this past weekend. Look, a lot has changed. You go on a run to the Sweet 16. You win 3 NCAA tournament games in 5 days. Then all of a sudden, everyone feels a lot better about you. And I think you feel a lot better about yourself and the direction of your program as well. Sean Miller, a guest on the Field of 68 this past weekend. We'll start with this cut. You know, obviously, year one is tough for any coach. You don't have a lot of time to put together a roster. You just kind of have to piece things together with what you have. Sean Miller was asked about the difference between roster construction going into year one versus what this offseason has been like.
Us, we kept a number of guys who were previously here at Texas and welcomed them back, you know, Tremont Mark, Jordan Pope, two guys that were just amazing for us towards the end of the year. But you know, we did that. We mixed in some guys that we were able to bring with us, some kind of late in the game. And then obviously Daylon Swain came with us from Xavier when we were there. So, you know, that was kind of like the starting point. You know, I think like everything, Jeff, once you're in a league and you change to a new job, especially at a place like the University of Texas, it's really healthy to have the perspective of being at that place for a year, being in that league for a year. You're much more sure-footed. I think you know at that point like what it's really about, what you need to be successful. And to some degree, you learn a lot about, you know, the place that you're now at. So coming into this spring, we really did, in fact, have a plan. And we really wanted to be super aggressive right out of the gates, knowing that we had some real needs to fill. But I like where we ended for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they got the guys that they wanted to get. And they did it early, BK. They targeted some players that they wanted, the kid from Colorado. They did what they needed to do, especially when it comes to – and, you know, you can always use another big man. You and I will be saying that. If they had 8 big men, we'd say, you know what, they probably need one more.
Yeah.
You know, but I think to get the guard play down, to get the shooters that they need, that's important too. You know, you can't get to some of these championships where you're trying to win the real, real big games unless you have guard play, that you have a floor general out there. They really did, and they had like 4 or 5 guys we're going to lean on this guy this game. We'll lean on this guy this game. But they didn't have that guy that every game you were going to get a consistent play out of. You know, they got scattered play from different people.
Yeah.
You know, but no consistent floor general out there. And I think they have at least two of those guys right now.
Yeah, they clearly had a plan in the portal, and they did a tremendous job executing that plan.
Sure.
Bringing in five impact players, and all five of these guys are going to play a lot for yep. Texas, and all five of them also have multiple years of eligibility left. So you're talking about guys who can help this team in the short term, but also guys who are going to be able to help this team in the long term
too. Well, yeah, guys who are going to probably play well together, have some success, and say, listen, I want to do that. Let's run that back again.
And again, we can't bring it up enough. If Texas would have lost to NC State in the first
place, yes.
Think about the way they ended the regular season, the embarrassing loss to Ole Miss in the SEC tournament. If they would have lost that first four play-in game, then this offseason is completely different. I don't think the NIL investment that Texas is clearly doing right now happens if Texas doesn't go on the run that they went on.
And you know, and that's a credit to the coaching staff and to those players that sure. he talked about, Mark and guys who, you know, the Pope that hung around here. Yeah, I mean, they didn't play great all year long. You know, they had their ups and downs. But at the end of the season, they played pretty well together. And that kind of kept things together for this team and the way they went in the portal and what they've done in the recruiting part, too.
Yeah, I mean, they were a tip in away
sure.
and a missed call away from playing in the Elite Eight this year.
Right.
They were right there on the cusp of a Final Four. And look, Sean Miller gave those guys a lot of credit.
He did.
Right after Texas lost, he's like, I told those guys in the locker room, Jordan, Tremont, Kendall Weaver, like, you guys lay the foundation
yes.
for what we're about to build here. And like, everything that happens after you all happened because of you. And I think he realized even in real time, like, if we didn't do this, then my whole tenure at Texas might have been completely different.
You're absolutely right. But you're right. The NIL money, those type of things that you know, you're begging for yeah. wouldn't happen if all of a sudden you got beat by NC State.
And last year, you know, obviously last offseason, it's so quick. I mean, Sean Miller doesn't get to recruit right away.
You're right.
Texas only had a few scholarship guys that were eligible to come back. And a lot of what he did last year in terms of roster construction was just, hey, trust me. Like, can
right.
I convince you to stay? Can you please stay here? He was able to do that. It's obviously cheap to keep guys like Tremont and Jordan who are already here versus
you're
going
right.
out and bringing in a bunch of dudes externally from the portal. But yeah, this year, obviously the deeper you get into a coach's tenure, and Steve Sarkisian's talked about this, and Jim Schlossnagel's talked about this, and Vic Schaefer's talked about this, the deeper you get into your tenure, the more you can construct a roster that resembles what you're looking for. And I think clearly year two's Texas men's basketball roster is going to be way more of what Sean Miller's looking to do.
Oh, no doubt.
Which is great. I figured you would get a kick out of this one, Buck. As we've got a lovely lady taking picture, video. Oh, we'll keep talking if it's video then. Oh, did both.
Have
Thank
a great Mother's.
Much.
Have a good Mother's Day.
That's awesome. Love that. Got some fans here, Buck. I
yes.
know it's you. It's not for me. It's definitely for you. But I feel like you would get a kick out of this as a former coach. You know, we talk about NIL all the time for a million different reasons. You wonder about coddling kids, right? With the transfer portal, with NIL, it's like, well, if my coach is mean to me, if I don't like my coach, then I'm just going to leave and somebody else is going to pay me. Like, it's easier now to go somewhere else and to get paid than ever before. So Sean Miller was asked on the Field of 68 podcast, has NIL changed your coaching style? Because he's known as a hard-nosed, you call him
yes.
Luke Carr in a second. He's known as a hard-nosed guy. He was that at Arizona. He was that at Xavier. He was asked, has NIL kind of changed the way you have to coach your teams? I thought this was a great answer.
No, Rob, I would tell you, all the NBA coaches that I respect, that I've gotten to know over my time, you know, some that started in the NBA as assistants and became head coaches, some younger, some older. And the one common theme they all end on with me is like, look, the best, they want to be coached. They want to be pushed. You know, you also have to treat guys with respect. But when you come to like being demanding, holding them accountable, trying to get them to be better than they are, to improve them, to get them to do things that maybe otherwise they didn't think they were capable of doing. You know, all those things are difficult and it takes togetherness and teamwork to achieve. But for the most part, you know, I think if you target guys that are coming to the University of Texas to compete for a Final Four, that want to be in the NBA, know they have to get better and are willing to do the work, I've really not run into any problems. You know, the guys who have problems, they would have been the guys that would have had problems, Rob, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, pre-NIL, that just, you know, quite frankly, they want to be something, but they're just not willing to invest to become that, whether that's a better teammate, a better player on a team, or just improving themselves. So I think those guys still have a lot of problems. But for the most part, I think in today's game, we're really in a healthy space. Players want to be great, and they're willing to put the work in.
Yeah, and in other words, no, I haven't changed my style. I've been the same. I've been the same coach.
Yep.
I coach this way. I tell you, don't cross the road. I'm going to be critical of you when it's needed to be. I'm not going to disrespect you, but if you play a game where you're just absolutely suck, guess what? I'm going to let you know.
Yep.
I'm not going to put my arms around you and say, you know what? You'll do better next game. I want to know why you sucked. We didn't practice you sucking all week. Why all of a sudden you get to the game when it's the most important and you're terrible? He's coaching his same way. He understands about and just like he said those same kids would 20 years ago would be, you know, the same problem kids. If they're a problem kid now because of the money, they'd be a problem kid back when they weren't getting money. So
don't practice sucking.
How did you get that way? That's not what we practiced this week.
Is that a tip for kids?
Kind of. I mean, it just is. I mean, people need to be. People are going to be hard on you when they don't get the best out of you. They don't have to disrespect you, but if you want to get the best out of yourself, you got to be hard on people at times. That's not easy to do. That's not easy for coaches to do.
I think that's a real thing, right? The best players want to be coached.
Sure.
Because they want to be great. And when you come and play a sport at the University of Texas, I know men's basketball hasn't always had the same cachet as football or baseball or volleyball or mm-hmm. others, but when you play, you sign a scholarship to play at the University of Texas, you have aspirations of playing professionally. You're not like, oh, I just want to play at UT. That's my only goal. And then my career's done. That's all I'm at. Like, you want to be great. So you want a coach who is going to develop you and tell you what you need to work on to be great. And that's the culture that Sean Miller, that's the foundation he's trying to lay. It's like, I want to coach you. If you come here, I am going to make you better. So come here. That's what's going to happen. If you want to go get coddled by somebody else, fine. Be my guest. That's not for you. But I'm going to coach the way I know how to coach. I've sent a bunch of guys to the NBA. I've had a bunch of success. I know this works. I'm going to help you become a better player and a better person. If you want to be a part of that, that's great. I like the way he phrased that, and I like that he's not changing. Texas hired him for a reason. Chris Del Conte hired him because of the coach he was before. He doesn't want him to be somebody. Remember, Shaka Smart did that, right?
Yes.
As soon as he got to Texas, he totally changed his philosophy of coaching, and it didn't work. Sean Miller was brought here to be the guy that he's always been.
Absolutely.
And he's doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a difference between coddling guys, being mean to guys, being disrespectful, than what you do hard coaching to get the best you can get out of them. I mean, some of the better players that I've coached were guys that, I mean, I would say stuff that I wouldn't even, you know, you can get away saying stuff to your kids. They still got to live with you. They got to come there. They're not leaving your house. But some of the best players I've coached, I've said some of the worst things that they just, at the time, looked at me like, did you mean that? Well, I said it, didn't I? Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I said it. I hadn't said it because I didn't mean it.
Right.
You know, and they just took that, and they took it that I was very upset because and a lot of times you want, people will put it on the coach. Well, it's the player too. I mean, the players are a part of it. The guys don't just say it. They have experience. Coaches have experience, and they've been through different ups and downs and ups and downs. As a player, you don't get a lot of that. You've been very successful in grade school, middle school, high school, and, you know, now you're in college, and you've had all these successes. You didn't have a lot of failures. You just kind of went through the stars were stars from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to coaching them hard, you have to do that to continue to make them what they are. You start leaning back on them and let them just do what they want to do. That's when things get all screwed up. That's when all of a sudden we talk about guys that remember how good he was or he could have been. Well, there are coaches that just kind of, well, he was really good, so I just kind of let him go.
Yeah.
You know, I let him become late for meetings. I let him do things the way he wanted to do. You know, if the team was having a function, no, he just didn't want to go. You know, it's not mandatory that he go, that this certain person go to these kind of things. No, you expect them to be there just like the team. You expect to coach them hard like you do the rest of the players. Whether it's the four-string guy that you're, you know, seemingly having to tell 16 times about crossing the road, or the superstar that you tell three times and you go, why in the hell am I telling you this three times? I should only have to tell you one time.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they want, really. When it comes down to it, that's what they want. At the moment, they hate it. They hate it because, a lot of these times when you do things to players, it's generally not behind closed doors and you whisper it. Generally, it's in front of a whole bunch of people because that's when you get their attention the most. When guys get embarrassed because of the other players around him that may not be as talented that they are, they get embarrassed, dude. And when you let it out and embarrass them, they are ticked off at you. Mm-hmm. But they understand exactly why. They understand why you do it. They got it.
Yeah.
They got it. And the good ones just kind of brush that off and go about their business. They don't ever say, hey, did you have to do that? You know, my mom was in the stands there. You know, hey, I want to go sit with my mom in the stands. But did you have to go, hell no, so loud that everybody in the whole country heard about it?
Everybody outside the stadium.
Everybody outside,
it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I said, well, of course, I had to let everybody know that you're asking a dumb question.
That's awesome.
I know you're asking them. You ask dumb questions all the time, so I'm used to it. But I want to let everybody know how dumb you are.
Well, here's a guy who's not dumb.
No, he's not dumb.
Aww.
He has us here.
Jay Willis.
Isn't that the truth?
Is with us. Jay, what's going on?
And these beautiful flowers, BK.
For
Miss Patrick.
For Miss Patrick's 87th birthday.
Wow.
Yes, I said 47. I was a little
off. Yeah, we're a little bit off.
Yeah, you know, when your children get to be in their 60s.
The math isn't quite math
right
there. Huh?
Right. But she's having a beautiful birthday week. Amber and Shelby have been doing all kinds of fun little 1939 off e-cards. So everything is... It's really great.
Yeah, y'all have had some great sales going on.
Oh, really great sales. And good show, guys.
Thank you.
It's always fun having you. And what's amazing is how fast it goes.
Right?
Yes.
We've already been talking for an hour and a half, which is just...
It's incredible. And we haven't mentioned size whatsoever here today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bunch of size smalls.
Okay.
Youth small, hopefully.
Youth small.
So, you know, there's a tradition where you get a birthday present every time I see you.
Yes. It's, you know, it's almost my birthday.
And this one is very special.
Uh-oh.
Very.
Yeah, next month is your birthday, right?
Yes. Huck? Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's look at this.
Beautifully wrapped. And
oh, always.
Sue Patrick bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, this looks like sweets. This looks like something Joyce's. Oh.
Isn't that cute?
Show the camera.
Is that like a George Foreman grill?
Well, sort of, but for those little cake ball things.
Whoa.
So now you can make cake balls. And it has the little sticks inside there.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Huh.
So you can make little lollipops.
Little lollipops with these? I can take them to the guys when we play golf.
Isn't that great?
And bring those in a cooler.
I don't know why a box that says baby cakes on it reminded me of you, Bucky.
Oh, old baby cakes.
That's what his friends used to call him. I think that's what his golfing buddies still call him. How about this?
Hey, sweet cakes, move up another tee box. Why don't you?
Sweet cheeks.
Look at that.
But my guess is that's going to make it to the raffle table.
It looks like something. It looks like something that belongs on the raffle table, doesn't it?
A cake pop maker.
Well, if you,
you know, I hate to talk to you about pricing, Jay.
I think it's underneath. What does that say?
We've got 15.
So what did you get it at? Oh,
not more than 750. Okay. It might have been.
Happy birthday, Buck.
Should have been three,
Bucky. It might have been 375.
Oh, really? Well, look at those.
That's what you're worth, Buck.
You know what? This is wonderful, Jay. This is. I thank you. I appreciate this.
Yes. Happy birthday to you too, Bucky.
That's
so
awesome.
A fabulous week here with Mother's Day and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Number one on the hit parade, a little shirt, jacket, blouse. Ooh. For mama.
Jay, I see these all over town.
I have sold zillions of them.
Man.
And it's Kathleen McElwain.
Okay.
She lives in Leander. She's a beautiful artist. And her husband is incredible.
I've seen her in the store.
Does
she come in and
she does?
She talks to you and picks up checks.
Her husband is a minister. Yeah, the world comes for me for checks. She's a minister, and if you ask him, he'll give you like the hope of the day, which is
really
good. Very inspiring.
Nice.
I just love Kathleen. Anyway, we got our whole collection, a lot of knit pieces, and that's really
like
wonderful.
That.
These are great.
Because I did a bunch of boys stuff, and then I said, oh, I need to do some girl stuff.
It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
This is Mama's jersey for baseball. Love that glitter.
I think my mom has one of these.
We have sold out of this three times.
How about that?
Yes.
Maybe my mom has more than one of these then.
Is there a possibility that I could fit in one of these, Jay? I do like the glitter in the front.
You know, my guess is, Bucky, that it's too short in the front. You could definitely wear a small in that.
He'd be a belly shirt guy, don't you think?
You show up to the game?
Your belly button's not pierced, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
It's a very fair question, Jay.
Very
fair. You're going to wear a short shirt.
The old Zeke Elliott look.
So no piercings anywhere,
no,
right?
No, well, I have my ear, and then I have a dragon on my shoulder.
Well, that's a tattoo. I was thinking about the piercing.
Oh.
You have a dragon piercing? You get bit by a dragon?
So you really do have a tattoo?
I do. That's what they called it originally.
Right.
It's kind of shrinking and sinking into the back of my – it's kind of going down to my back.
It was supposed to be a dragon, and now it's a butterfly?
It's turned into a butterfly. Yeah,
has it really?
Yes.
Is this in color, Bucky?
It is. It's okay. It's bluish. It matches the bruises on my back.
Okay.
Oh, poor Joyce, beating on you still.
Yeah, I have some questions now.
So,
ooh, this is nice.
I just got this in.
Long sleeve too.
It's wonderful, and it's actually on field gear. So you could actually see a Texas baseball player wearing this, like before a game or after a game when it's cool at night.
Yes,
$80. And it's kind of a waffle material.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really lightweight.
Hold this up to see if everyone can see the design and the pattern.
But it's got a lot going for it for
$80. I like that.
This is awesome, yeah. Jay.
So you really could see a player wearing that.
And it's a springtime deal, Jay.
And then I have small through 3X. And unfortunately, Bucky, I think the small runs big.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
I get a youth size then.
Yeah.
Infant size?
Youth.
You're above 131 now, right?
Yes, I'm not a jockey.
Okay,
I know the Kentucky Derby was just run, but
you
no.
didn't congratulate him on his Kentucky Derby race, Jay.
We love this shirt.
This is flag, I love that.
Flag and Anthem camp shirt.
Nice.
I thought of you, Bucky.
Isn't that something?
That with your little straw hat I gave you.
Thank would be perfect. Jay.
Oh, this is nice.
That one's wonderful, and this one's equally nice.
Button down look.
Yeah.
Dress this up a little bit.
These are good in the evening.
And very good, and embroidered left chest Longhorns. Really great. I love this brand.
Yeah, this is nice. Both of these are great.
Yeah, we got in a whole slew of their stuff.
Buy both of these.
Little.
This is different. A little pearl snap. You like that?
Pearl snap, which is the rage these days.
I think I saw you and Ed Clemens doing a video about this the other day.
Oh, that right? This would look good on my friend Bob Cole. Do you have 3X, 6X, 4X?
No, he's like a size medium now.
What?
Yeah. He's lost 200 pounds.
He's lost a bunch of weight, Buck.
Or 225, a bunch. He's like.
What month is it? It's almost June.
No, he's actually been doing this for months, and he might be your weight. Really?
This has become The View with all the gossip.
My goodness. Thank you. Thank you for that, Jay. Yeah. I like this shirt right here, Jay. I like this one. This is
another little pearl snap button.
The material of these, too. This is like. Lightweight, almost dry fitting.
Yes,
where it's comfortable.
How about
for the
this one, BK? This one would look good on you right here. That looked good on him.
On me?
Yeah, the color, the shade.
I appreciate
along
that.
Along with your shade.
What is my shade?
Fair.
Very fair.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a fair guy. Thank you. But what's my shade?
Opie Taylor.
thank you.
That's
very
a good
much.
Looking shirt. I like that shirt.
Yeah, both of these are great.
And then hip parade, still great.
Still great.
Yeah. Still have some little wire bear that I buttoned wrong, I think.
Absolutely. I do this all the time.
Right, missed one.
Yep.
Anyway, that's a really great shirt. Small through 3X.
That still sells like mad, right? That's what I love, this one.
Four or five a day.
Crazy. I might need one of these, Jay.
Oh, it's the bell of the ball.
Got a wedding in Mexico coming up.
That's the one right
now
there.
That would be great.
I feel like this is the one, right?
Yes. And then this is fabulous. A little lightweight.
I just saw this today.
Cotton poly blend. That's a really great shirt.
Very nice. Ooh. SuePatrick.com, by the way, if you want to shop
online. Never closes.
Never closes.
And then some hats.
And you sleep here, right? So the store.
This is one of the straw hats.
A straw hat for mama.
Yes, for gardening.
Gardening.
Yes,
went
to the garden party.
Yes.
This is great.
This one is collapsible, so you don't have to be that careful with it. Really great.
Yeah, I need to get one of these from Joyce.
I have that in khaki and then light tan. Yeah, whenever I get these, I sell out.
Yeah, I need to get one of these from Joyce. Joyce would like this.
And they fit pretty nice.
Going to neighborhood, walking the dog with this.
Oh, yeah. It's a great hat.
Nice.
Will Joyce wear a hat?
Yeah, she wear it. She likes the one with the little straps underneath the chin because they don't blow off and everything.
And the straw hat I gave you, how many times have you worn that?
Twice. I do that in the garden.
Once in the store.
Yeah, once in the store and the other one out in the garden.
Oh.
There you go.
Some, as y'all call it, Tyler Campbell.
There it is.
Tyler Candles.
Tyler Candles, yeah.
Mother's Love, a little gift set. 3.4 ounce candles.
You kids go break that penny back, that pretty penny bank. Come in here and get this for mom. Mom would love this for Mother's Day.
It's fabulous. And like $21.
Three candles.
They're all 3.4 ounce.
Their candles are awesome.
And then we got in the detergent.
Look at these hats.
The detergent is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy great. I mean, crazy great. And the young people love it. Right. And all the guys come in and tell me they're getting it for their wives.
And they get it for themselves, like me.
I put it,
you know, I tell you, I put a little baggie in my car to keep this, you know.
Did you get rid of your Subaru?
I cracked that Subaru up, Jay.
You did?
No, I'm a Mercedes-Benz okay. guy.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz of South Austin guy.
He's okay. upgraded now.
Okay, yes. perfect.
Yeah.
Fabulous hat. And one of the reasons I love this hat, it's got the little Texas Ooh. Flag embroidered on the side.
Yeah.
Which really says to me, we own this state.
Oh, the flagship university of the state of Texas.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't tell my Aggie friends.
Nobody has any qualms with that, right? Nobody disagrees with that right. sentiment. Right.
And I have this in four colors at $32.99.
Look at that.
Adjustable strap.
Love the adjustable.
Embroidered Longhorn front and center.
One size.
And an embroidered Texas flag.
This is great.
Which is great.
Flag on the right side.
I don't have one that has a Texas flag. I'm going to have to get one of these today.
That's a great hat.
Okay.
Right.
Four colors.
And then that hat's actually a little bit greater than the one you have on, Bucky,
mm-hmm.
which you got here. But you know what's wrong with the one you have on today?
What's wrong?
I sold out.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
You got to switch it up.
We've seen these right here.
Brand new hat.
How about that one?
A raised Texas with the ribbon on the bill,
that's a
BK hat.
Yep.
And I think this is a BK hat. And you talk about owning the state, an all-over embroidered state.
How about that
with
one,
a Longhorn where Austin is, also embroidered.
This is nice.
A white background with an orange bill. That's a great hat.
This is great. Both of these snapbacks.
And then the third one, a little trucker hat.
The game caps.
With a little patch with Bevo on the front as a patch.
1833, my birthday.
1883, Texas was established.
Yeah, 1883 when Texas was established. 1833
when I was born. Yes. Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah.
Make sure you separate those two.
And then some glassware for Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing out the whole store today.
Yes.
A little clear glass. With an etched Longhorn front and center, a Cosmopolitan glass.
Ooh.
Are
you a Cosmo guy, Jay?
I am not a hard drinker anymore. I only drink beer.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so
old. Sad beer,
I'm
course.
So old that the, I have gotten hooked on that. Right. And
yes.
And I'm so old that the tequila keeps me up sweating at night.
Oh, okay. Tequila sweats.
We don't need that.
Yeah. A little etched beer mug, or nice. You can do ice cream and root beer in that.
And as there we say go. These words, mugs, we're not far away from the time where the schedule mugs will be coming soon.
That is true. We are working on the art for the front of it.
Oh,
as we speak. I think
how about this for Mom?
Mom, a little stemless wine glass with etched Longhorn and etched Mom on the front.
The Mom that's a wino, she needs to have that.
Nice.
And if Mama wants a pint glass.
Of course she does.
Mom. It's all great.
Right on Mother's Day, she wants a pint or two
right.
or six.
Especially
or
if you're in town.
Yeah.
She's got to have that. That's great.
And then something we're really proud of, Leadership Gets Personal. It's a new book by Nan McRaven, Admiral McRaven's sister.
Whoa.
Yes. And she's got everybody that she needs to have a story from them. Right.
Really?
Yeah. The Admiral has his story, and it's about how UT affected their lives and helped them be better leaders. And the whole bit. So the one I'm most impressed with is she has Eggleston from the volleyball team in there.
Nice.
Which is really great.
Logan that's Eggleston, cool.
Great player.
Yes. Yes. I wish she had some eligibility left.
yes. That would be nice. Maddie Skinner, too. Can we get both of them back?
Yes, please.
That would not please. Hurt. How about that?
I loved her. She was so fun when she'd slam that over the net.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Unfair how big
and
she was.
Let me take this moment to thank both of you for talking about ladies' sports.
Of right? course.
And BK, you do a great job.
Thank you.
And perhaps, Bucky, next time you talk about girl sports, don't talk about baking cakes at halftime.
They shouldn't be baking. They should be listening to the coach.
Right.
There's exactly. not shouldn't be any baking going on.
Number one book, Make Your Bed.
Yes, indeed.
You have finished that one, correct?
I finished that one years ago, a couple years ago.
So, my sister's read
so Bucky, I'm not sure I recommend that other one. There's a lot of writing on each page.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did you say Coach Royal's wife has something in here?
No.
Is this not the one?
No.
He doesn't have anything?
I got the autograph.
Oh, I forgot to say that. Yeah, Nan came through and autographed all of them.
That is awesome.
This is great. That's
the perfect graduation gift.
Yes.
Right.
Graduation's coming up.
Oh, it's already here.
Because this show is about academics.
The Wisdom of the Bullfrog.
This one to me is the best.
Have you read that book, buddy?
I have. I'm almost done with all three.
And do you know what the bullfrog is? Nan.
He knows what bull something else is.
I know what the other bull is.
Nan told me what in the Navy SEALs it means to be the bullfrog. You're the oldest living SEAL.
How about that?
And Admiral McRaven is the bullfrog.
Really?
Yes. Is he really?
Oldest living SEAL.
Yes. And I said, well, he's not that old. How could he be the oldest? But the SEALs didn't start until like the 60s.
Right. Got it. This is awesome. So he's got four books now or three?
He's got three. And he got a children's book.
A children's book and one more book coming right away.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah.
Admirable. And then one more thing for Mama. These little burnt orange beads are great at $25.
You got bracelets here?
Bracelets.
Very nice.
Yes. Very nice.
And they can stack them. And then to put for your present, this is my exclusive gift sack. I just love that.
Oh, those are great.
It's really great.
How about that?
Oh, and if you give
a gift in these, especially to someone in your family, just say, no, the gift is not the bag. I get the bag.
Yeah, that's right. Take the gift out.
Give it back.
Yeah, you're gonna get the bag back.
But that's a bag that no one's going to throw out.
Yeah, oh, no. This is legit right here.
And then tell me these aren't great.
Those are
I got
shoes.
Restocked on shoes. They're unisex size, but they do run a little narrow.
God, these are nice.
I just love these. I got in about 40 pair.
Are there kid size in here for some little tykes?
No toddler, but you know, kids have big feet in general.
Well, they got to grow.
Yeah, and these start like at size 5.
Okay.
So that works for you. Are you asking about yourself, Bob?
No, I wear a size 12.
Oh, I forgot.
I was under the impression you had big feet.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Big hands, too.
Yep.
You guys are great.
You're great.
It's a great show, and thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a fun day when y'all come, and well, it makes the day fly by because this is what Sue said. You guys can talk like crazy.
You guys talk too much.
Well, we learned it from her, I think.
I was talking to a customer in the back, and she says, "Who are those people up there?" And I said, "Well, one's BK and the other's Bucky." And she said, "Bucky? Bucky Godbolt?"
Yeah.
And she says, "I'm going to run home and tell my son."
There you go.
There you go.
Tell my son who's 62.
He's 73.
He's going to come back with what? With something?
Oh, yeah, with something.
He's mad at you about something?
No.
It's all good, buddy.
Jay, we love it. We love being here. We really do.
Yeah, thank
you.
This is great. Y'all shop.
And thank you, by the way, for the luggage for the mullet open. You bet. That carry-on bag is going to be, that's one of the big prizes.
Oh, nice. In the big raffle.
In the big raffle. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yep. Y'all come shop at Sue Patrick in store 5222 Burnett Road or
online.
As Jay said, open all the time online, suepatrick.com. Don't forget free shipping on those online orders over $59.
So, as Jay's going to get me a couple of these, will be great to put a Tito bottle of Tito's in. Hey, you keep the Tito's, give me the bag.
Yeah.
Hey, run the bottle out to the car. But I'll keep the bag, right?
Yeah, that's a great bag. How it works. That is a great bag. That's unique. I haven't seen that anywhere else. I love the Sue Patrick exclusive items that they've got.
That is a packed house right there now.
That is. Yeah, man.
It's gorgeous.
So shop for mom or get your Longhorn gear or why not both, you know?
Yeah, don't forget Father's Day around the corner too. We're talking about June. Father's Day will be coming up.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Nobody cares about dad.
We're not getting dad a gift. Isn't that how it usually works?
We're getting dad a polo.
We're telling dad he could sit on the couch and watch golf.
On that particular day?
U.S. Open Sunday?
That's fine.
That's what it should be.
That's
right?
Just plenty.
Yep.
No grilling, no nothing. I'll just sit here. Let me know when dinner's ready.
Yeah. Y'all do the grilling today.
Yes.
Y'all got me, right?
But that never happens. That's not the way that works.
It's usually not. SuePatrick.com. Again, always love doing shows here. We'll get to the BBK news in a moment. We'll talk about the plight of Spirit Airlines. Some more details and why Spirit is no longer with us, plus why today's not so bad. Maybe we'll have to save this for tomorrow, but we've got another update on the Mike Vrabel, Diana Russini situation, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
The gift that keeps on giving. But before we get to anything else, Buck, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
Say hello to our friends over at Woods Comfort Systems. You know, the cold front's coming in. So I said that your heater's probably not going to come on. There's a good possibility that your heater, if we get into the high 40s or 50s in the morning, that heater is going to come on and you're going to want to stay warm. And you can with our friends at Woods Comfort System, because 70 years in Central Texas, they've been doing heating, air conditioning, and now trust them to your plumbing, indoor and outdoor plumbing. Woods Comfort Systems, their technicians come to my house twice a year. And boy, am I happy about that for sure, because that way I don't have to go upstairs and start digging around and trying to get the temperature set at the right temperature. They do it all for me. Woods Comfort Systems, folks, nobody does it better.
No, they don't. WoodsComfortSystems.com is the website, 512-842-5066. Also, some love to McCall Custom Homes. If you want to upgrade your home, little remodel, kitchen, bathroom, want to add on to your outdoor space, maybe you've got a growing family, you need to add on to your home, McCall Custom Homes, they can do it all. Custom home builders and renovators here in Central Texas, they started here and they stayed here. They're not from California or Florida or even Dallas or Houston. They started here, so they know what it takes to turn a Central Texas home into something truly special. It's a father-son team with more than four decades of experience. They offer free estimates to Bucky and BK listeners, so they'll come out to your place completely risk-free. Tell them what you have in mind. They'll tell you what they can do, and then boom, you go from there. 512-633-9580. That is Mike McCall's personal number. Call him, text him anytime. He'd love to talk to you. Great guy, big Longhorn fan as well. You can find out more online at McCallCustomHomesATX.com.
Yeah, he's quite the handyman. I've got him. And guess what? He'll be at my home again.
What do you need? A light bulb change?
No. I got that big dog. You know, I have a pen for him.
Oh, you're making him groom your dog?
No, my dog has found a way to jump over the fence, BK. It's way too high for him to be falling, because that's going to be a broken leg or a broken hip for the dog. And then I'll have to put him down myself with a hammer. But no.
God.
Where's
PETA? Here?
No. So Mike's going to put up a little fencing where he can't get to the spot that he wants to get to. My wife noticed that he was running around in the yard. I'm like, well, wasn't he locked up? She goes, yeah, and everything's still locked, which means that the little spot that he goes to where he puts his paws up there and he starts barking, he is now taking the deal where he can jump down. And 150-some pound dog from that height, that's not good.
How high are we talking?
We're talking about six and a half, 7 feet.
6'7".
That's not good for him to land. If he lands awkwardly, he'll break a leg.
Okay.
And he'll be like, I'll have to roadrunner him.
Come on, man.
I mean, what can I do? You can't.
Your own dog.
Well, it's true. He's not like a roadrunner. You can heal a broken leg, I presume.
Yeah.
At 160-some pounds for that dog.
Well, McCall Custom Homes does not condone any animal abuse.
No, and not with a 9-iron, at least.
Not with that either. You know what your dog needs?
That's what he needs. You're absolutely right.
Early bird CBD gummies.
Yes, exactly.
Calm him down a little
bit. Maybe I should try that.
To take the edge off a little bit. Yep, love the early bird gummies. Also, the drops, the newest early bird CBD product. Just drop a couple of drops in your drink, your soda, your juice, your sparkling water.
I did yesterday, and guess what I feel? I feel great. I got no residuals from playing golf yesterday, no knee pain. No back pain. Feeling fantastic.
Love their products. Local Austin companies. You're supporting local every time you buy early bird CBD products. And again, the gummies, the drops, the tinctures. It's CBD, but also their products are formulated with a microdose of THC as well. So you are going to feel it. You want to take the edge off. You want to relieve a little bit of pain, whatever the reason. Early bird, I promise you there's a reason that this is going to help your life be even better. 21 plus, not for you kiddos out there. And again, we say it all the time. If you have to take a drug test at work, early bird's not for you.
No.
If you like to have a good time and your boss doesn't suck, earlybirdcbd.com, promo code Bucky for 20% off your first order. All right. Well, you want to do Spirit Airlines, or do you want to get to
Give me that Spirit Airlines story.
Okay. I tried to, with the help of Allen Iverson, a.k.a. AI.
Okay.
By the way, today is the anniversary of the practice rant. We might have to play that
before we
get out of here. But used a little AI to help just kind of summarize what's going on with Spirit Airlines and why it so abruptly shut down this past weekend. Spirit Airlines officially ceased all operations on May 2nd.
At midnight, I believe.
2026, which was last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the shutdown followed a failed last-minute attempt to secure a federal bailout and the collapse of negotiations with its creditors. So kind of the breakdown of why the ultra low cost airline ultimately failed. Well, it's kind of a death by a thousand cuts. They tried a merger with JetBlue a couple of years ago. That did not work.
That blue and yellow would be gross.
They had all sorts of antitrust lawsuits that were going on. They actually filed for bankruptcy in November of 2024. So again, it just the price gap hurt them. Obviously, they were charging less than a lot of airlines. And then once major carriers, Delta, United, American, when they introduced basic economy fares,
yes,
that got closer to Spirit Airlines prices, but weren't Spirit Airlines planes, a lot of people started going with those instead. So the first time they filed for bankruptcy was November of 2024. They filed for Chapter 11 again in August 2025. In March of this year, they cut thousands of jobs and more than 200 routes. In April of this year, the Trump administration considered a $500 million rescue package, but bondholders refused to agree to the terms. And then on May 2nd, they officially ordered a wind down where all flights were canceled immediately, and the website was replaced by a notice for passengers saying that all flights are grounded.
And you folks with tickets are left holding the bag, hopefully trying to get home at different spots, or your summer vacations were just...
Yeah, if you had a flight booked on Spirit, you're in trouble. Now, they did say they were going to automatically process refunds for tickets that were...
Well, it sounds like they have that money coming right back immediately.
Yeah, but if you had like vouchers or flight credit or points, then you're out of luck.
Wow.
Like those don't get converted into anything else.
Obviously. Or in any other airline.
Yeah, no other airlines are going to take that. So now you've got some competitors, United, JetBlue, they're already trying to acquire like their takeoff and landing rights in certain hubs, Fort Lauderdale, Newark, LaGuardia. Apparently those are Spirit Airlines
Myrtle
hubs.
Beach, places like that.
And well, now I wonder what happens next. Do other airlines try to go cheaper or...
No, the prices have gone up.
It feels that way. Prices have gone up, which I guess didn't help Spirit Airlines. Maybe they were trying to stay low. I don't know. I've only flown Spirit once in my life, and I kissed the ground as soon as I landed.
Dude, I've never been on those. I barely see those things. When I just see that yellow at the airport, I just turn my head.
You don't look.
I have not been on Frontier. I have not been on Spirit. Dude, I don't recall, actually. I think I did get on a JetBlue, and it may have been from Philly back to Austin. I think that's the only time I've ever been on JetBlue.
JetBlue's not in that category.
I mean, there's certain ones I just don't do it, you know, for a while. Like I said, I had my mainstays like Delta, United, and now I don't even have that. I only have United right now.
Yeah, because you had that awful Delta experience where you had to spend a night on the floor at the Atlanta airport.
Maybe it's just the city of Atlanta. Maybe that's what it is more so than the airline.
It hasn't been too kind to the Texas Longhorns in recent years. Neither is Athens, Georgia.
No.
Not too fond of those places.
So what happens to the planes? Do we just paint those bad boys over?
They are being repossessed by lessors and sold or released.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they're going to be purchased, you would think, by the other airlines, and they're just going to paint over the Spirit. And you better hope you don't get stuck on one of those. If you're, like, in the plane and you see, like, a little yellow sticking out.
Hey, I know what that used to be.
I'm hitting the button immediately. I'm getting off this plane.
I don't know. I've not heard people say bad things about Spirit.
It's more of the customer service on Spirit than like the planes themselves.
They weren't the ones that were the guys were fighting at the.
Is
that the one?
The customers of Spirit don't have the greatest reputation of all time either.
Huh.
So yeah, that's been more of the
issue.
You got
to get through a little bit of a battle again on it. It's all right for a cheap price. Why not?
Yeah, I think that's more of the issue with Spirit than like the planes having major, major issues.
Right.
Because it's not, they don't make the planes.
Right.
Somebody else makes the planes. They just pay for them and they all use them. But yeah, the Spirit stories that we've had on this show are typically about the workers and or the clientele. So by the way, final debt for Spirit, approximately $2.4 billion. They had 11,000 employees 2 years ago.
Man.
They had a big layoff, but they still had 7,500 employees at shutdown. And again, we talked about the refunds and we talked about what's going to happen to their planes.
Well, I hope the folks can get a job. That's the deal.
At other airlines? The ones who are, because you want more fighting videos. Is that why
you're I don't want those people to be out of work. That's a lot of folks.
A lot of folks losing their jobs. Yep, absolutely.
And that was a slow boil. Like you said, they did bankruptcy when in March.
A couple of different times. 24 was the first time they filed. And again, they were looking for a merger with JetBlue. That got shut down by the government. Then they were looking for another federal bailout.
Sure.
And that didn't happen from the government.
So you knew it was coming eventually.
Yeah. I mean, look, I wasn't paying enough attention to the day-to-day to know. But
right.
I think Spirit kind of like, okay, if this doesn't happen, then we're in trouble. And it didn't happen.
And when it started to roll downhill, it got downhill in a hurry.
It did. Well, while we're on the subject of airplanes and airlines, there is a class action lawsuit going on that United and Delta are both dealing with. There are three passengers who have filed class action lawsuits against both of those carriers, saying that they were charged extra for window seats despite those seats not having a window view.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes you get on an airplane and you have a window seat, but it doesn't perfectly align with a window, just the way the planes are built. Three people are suing, saying, you told me it was a window seat. I paid extra for a window seat versus having to sit in the middle, but there was no window.
I thought true window seats were really for kids. What is the window seat for a grown-up? Do you have to look out? What are you looking for? That's what I always wanted. You like window seats, don't you?
I do like the window
seat. I don't. I'm not a window seat. I'm an aisle. Punch me in the face as you come by. I let the tray hit me in the leg or break my leg or something.
See, that's why I don't like the aisle, because the beverage cart always like crushes me every time. I'm trying to sleep and I just get wrecked.
Yeah,
I don't. Tearing an ACL on a plane.
I'm not a window person. I'm not like, I know there's nothing out here I want to see. I don't want to see the Golden Gate Bridge. No, I don't. If we fly by it, I don't need to see it. No.
Take off, no, landing. You no, don't care about that.
I don't
care.
I'm
sleep. Seen it enough.
Dude, I am asleep. As soon as the engine starts to come on, I fall asleep.
Okay. So the reason I like the window seat, two reasons. Number one, I like the wall. I like leaning against the wall because I want to sleep, and it's easier for me to sleep versus just like head straight up.
Yeah.
So I like the sideways lean, and I like having that.
I don't lean on the window just in case the window busts out.
Well, I'm usually leaning on the wall.
Sucked out of the window.
I'm taller than you. I'm taller than the window.
Okay.
So I'm over the window. But that's one. And number two, like I don't want to have to get up in the middle of the flight for somebody who needs to use the bathroom. Right? Like I'm very good. Unless I'm flying internationally, I'm like, I will use the bathroom right before takeoff and right after landing to where I'm not going to go on the plane. So I'm like, don't bother me. I want to sit down the entire time and I want to lean my head against the wall. I don't care about the window.
It's not, you're not no, sightseeing.
I
from 40,000 feet off.
I will if it's there, but again, the reason I choose those seats is I want the wall seat more than I want the window seat. I like having the wall there, but apparently, you know, the airlines are saying, no, y'all are misinterpreting the definition of a window seat. It's just the one like that's closest to the window. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're getting a window, and that's obviously where the customers are like, no, it's called a window seat. Where's my window? So whose side are you on here, sir?
I'm with the airlines. You're grown up. You don't need to be looking out the window or whatever. Whatever it is you need to do with the window, forget about it, please.
Bootlicker Buck, of course, you're siding with the corporates.
I'm siding,
sir,
with the corporates on this
You're not with the people on this one?
No.
I'm with the people.
No.
Window seat, give me a window.
I'm just not. I'm not the middle. And the aisle seat, I'm fine. As long as you don't, let me get up, please. No, you're not. I'm not a hurdle. So you don't need to hurdle across. I love the one. Oh, you don't have to get up. What do you mean I don't have to get up? You think you're going to hurdle me with those 600-pound legs and go over me as you trample my foot? No, I'll get up.
Yeah, it depends on what you look like, actually. That'll decide if I get up or not.
Yeah, I love the ones that just always and they always say, oh, you don't have to move. Really? Well, you can't get that body over me. That I saw you try to get into this seat, much less you're not going to come over me, and then you're going to come over me three times during the flight.
Hey, dude, I don't want a face full of Johnson here.
No,
all right, I'm going to move. I know I don't have to. I am choosing to move.
I do every time, BK. The ones always say to me, I don't have to move. I don't even give them an opportunity. I jump up so quick into that aisle here. Just pass on by, will you?
No crotch, please.
Yeah, and when you come back, the same thing. I'm looking for you to come back. Believe me, I'm not falling back asleep until you cross over me for the third time.
Yeah, exactly. United's legal team, by the way, said, quote, the use of the word window in reference to a particular seat cannot reasonably be interpreted as a promise that the seat will have an exterior window view, end quote. See, you say window seat, you think there's a window there.
Yes, I would, yes.
So I don't know. I wonder if the people have a case.
That's false advertising.
And what I do wonder, so right now, like when you get the seat map, when you're buying a flight online, and they show the seat map where you can choose your seats, they don't show if there's a window next to you. I wonder if like this is going to inspire the airlines to like actually list out where the windows are so you could choose your seat based on.
No, they don't want to go through lawsuits about this. That's for sure.
Well, they're going through one right now.
Delta's even to the point now we don't get those biscots or whatever that they're not even giving serving those things. If you're 500 miles or less or whatever it is, how about them not?
I saw that, and that was like, my initial thought. I think it's like 375 miles or less, which is like a 45-minute flight. And they're like,
we don't
not
need
doing,
to bring out the trays anyway.
If you can't make it that long without a snack, then that's on you.
Yeah, that's true. I don't need that. Then they're telling you, get your snack in the airport.
Yeah.
You know, bring your if you want coffee, get it before you get on the plane.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. I don't need that. I don't need you stopping and bringing that. Rolling that tray over my foot anyway.
Exactly. Like it's just there's not enough time to get all that done. It just feels.
I always wonder how they do that so dadgum quick. Does everybody get served on these things?
Yeah.
You know, like they would do that. The flight from, they actually, I think they quit doing it from Dallas to Austin. I remember them still serving, and I'm like, what are sir, we're going to be up and down here in a short amount of time. It's, what do you need?
It's one of those flights.
Yeah.
And that's where Delta's like, yeah, fly from Dallas to Austin or no. Austin to Houston or whatever. Like, we're not doing that.
I got you. Keep your, and that was a lot of money. They were saving a bunch of money on that, I guess.
Could you fly from Austin to San Antonio? Do they allow you to do that?
I've never done that.
I don't know if anyone ever has.
No, I know people that fly out of San Antonio, well, yeah, drive down and fly out.
But like flying from Austin, I mean, it would take longer to go to the airport and deal with all of that than to just drive to San Antonio. I wonder if you can even buy a ticket from AUS to whatever San Antonio's airport acronym is.
SeaWorld Airlines.
It's AUS to SEA, yeah. Not Seattle. It's for SeaWorld. All right, why today's not so bad here, okay, before we wrap some things up. It is May 7th. Not a ton going on. On this day in 1998, Apple unveiled the iMac. It revolutionized industrial design for personal computers. You're a Mac guy. I mean, you've got the Mac laptop.
Yes, I do.
It's kind of started it all.
We've got this.
You got the Apple Watch. You've got the Apple phone. You're a Steve Jobs guy.
I am, all the way.
Johnny Unitas was born on this day, 1933.
Famous 19, number 19.
On this day in 1945, Germany signs its unconditional surrender, officially ending their participation in World War II.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing for most of us. Today is the National Day of Prayer. Good day to pray.
Every day is a good day to pray.
I agree with that.
But if they make a special day, just like Valentine's Day, if they make a special day for those that want to pray on a special day, just do it. Valentine's don't complain day about it.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Just don't complain. Just do
garbage,
it.
Garbage. Garbage.
Say a little prayer today, everybody.
National School Nurse Day. That's got to be a tough job.
Let me see if I remember my school nurse in high school. Hmm. I think it was a nun. I think she was like, she didn't teach. She was just part of the nunnery.
Okay. And they're not supposed to teach. They're supposed to nurse.
Yeah.
They just wait there until some kid fakes being sick.
Yeah. I just go ahead and stick my finger down my throat, come in here and just vomit all over the place.
Did you ever do that?
What? Make myself throw up?
Yeah, in school?
One time.
Catholic school?
Yeah. I mean, after I had lunch, after I saw the lunch lady arms,
oh,
made me throw up.
Oh, you didn't do that yourself.
Oh,
you
no,
just,
no.
You just naturally did. That is gross. It's also National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. That's all our national days.
You got to be really good. You got to have somebody that knows how to really cook lamb.
Some birthdays today. Earl Thomas, the lifetime.
Okay.
We
Happy
won't
birthday.
We won't talk about his off-the-field escapades. Alex Smith, former number one overall pick.
There you go.
Sean Marion, NBA champ with the Mavs. Calvin Booth and Mr. Beast. You familiar with that guy's work?
I am not.
Mr. Beast is the most popular YouTuber in the world. He has more subscribers on his YouTube channel than anybody else. He's 28.
I want to be like you.
He's trying to be like us.
That's what he's trying to do.
Because we're on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, if we had his subscriber count, we'd be doing the show Turks and Caicos or something like
nice
that. Yeah, we'd be sitting pretty. So there you go. There's why today is not so bad. It's a pretty average day, it seems.
It does seem pretty average. That's good.
Not a lot of historical events.
It's good Thursday.
Or birthdays to talk about. It's a good Thursday. Buck on to Sue Patrick for hosting us.
Oh, man, this has been great. This is an awful lot of fun. Every time we come here,
yep.
Boy, they have something. They've got new stuff all over the place.
Absolutely.
As I told Jay, my grandson was at the baseball game on Sunday, Texas baseball. And there he was with his Sue Patrick little uniform on.
It's awesome.
That is great.
Big win, too.
Yeah, big win.
The big comeback.
First time for a game for him.
It's a great one to go to.
I didn't have to go to the T-ball game instead.
He didn't quit T-ball after that?
No, no, no. He stayed for every inning.
Yeah.
Two lemonades, popcorn.
Was he drinking like that little girl at DKR?
No, no, no. My daughter would crush him.
Okay. That's good. That's good that he wasn't drinking.
That little girl's special.
She's awesome.
Yes.
Is what she is. All right. We're out of time. Thanks to Sue Patrick for hosting us. Y'all come by 5222 Burnett Road. Get your Mother's Day gifts. Take
Absolutely.
Care of Mama. Get your Longhorn gear. Take care of yourself.
Hey, and take care of Dad, too, now.
Take care of Dad. We'll probably be here before Father's Day.
That'd be fun.
Typically do our live broadcast here around those big holidays. So, SuePatrick.com, again, for your online orders. And thanks to everybody for tuning in today.
Great job, buddy.
Likewise, my friends. And the Buck and I will be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Y'all have a great Thursday.
Hook 'em.
Hook 'em.